Hello, we are reading from the writings of Bala Sulam, the article, The Love of the Creator and Love of the Created Beings, and we are continuing from why was the Torah not given to the patriarchs?
Yes, we will continue. We have to review the material. We should review all the writings of Bala Sulam and also the writings of Rav Asher ahead of us, and that's how we develop in the meantime. Please.
Why was the Torah given to the patriarchs?
The patriarchs are those who studied and practiced the wisdom of Kabbalah 2,000 and 3,000 years ago, all the way back to Adam, the first man who existed 5,780 years ago, and then Abraham, who existed 3,500 years ago, and there's all the stages since then, and even to our time. Why wasn't the wisdom of Kabbalah revealed completely until our time? Only now we are coming to the last generation, and the method itself becomes gradually revealed throughout the generations, even though those generations were very, very special, and they were willing to give everything to bring about the correction of the world. But that didn't happen. Let's read why.
Why was the Torah not given to the patriarchs? By this we have clarified the first three questions, but there still remains the question how it is possible to observe it, for it is seemingly impossible. You should know that this is why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs, but to their children's children, a complete nation of 600,000 men from 20 years of age and on. They were asked if each and every one were willing to take upon himself this sublime work and goal. And after each and everyone said, we will do and we will hear, the matter became possible. For it is clear beyond a doubt that if 600,000 men have no other engagement in life but to stand guard and see that no need is left unsatisfied in their friends, and they even do it with true love, with all their soul and might, there is absolutely no doubt that there will not be a need in any person in the nation to worry about his own sustenance, for he will have 600,000 loving and loyal people watching over him, so not a single need is left unsatisfied. This answers why the Torah was not given to the patriarchs, for in a small number of people, the Torah cannot be observed. It is impossible to begin to work the work of Lishma, as is described above, which was why the Torah was not given to them.
Questions, please? Yes, Niv.
So the patriarchs did not work in Lishma?
No, they received, but they didn't receive the Torah. It says that the Torah, the patriarchs did receive the whole Torah, but from the purity of their souls and not from their work. Meaning they are the early initial generations that the upper light influenced. And because it influenced them, they were admitted into existence in order to bestow, which is what we call carrying out Torah and Mitzvot.
How, in the last generation, the condition of 600,000 lovers can come to be?
Well, 600,000 is just like we say 10 or 1,000. It's a number, of course. And how do we relate to that? We don't relate to that. What's important for us is to establish our tens. Again, a ten also is it's not, could be a little more, a little less, it doesn't matter. What's important is that we feel ourselves together in a group that's not too big. And that's how we advance.
So who needs to keep the condition of Arvut that he's describing here?
Anyone who enters the way that leads him to the revelation of the Creator. In the end, our goal is just one, to reveal the Creator according to the law of equivalence of form. That's the method. Otherwise, you can't discover, you can't reveal him. You'll discover some psychology, philosophy, or religion. But revealing in a way that you reveal the force that operates, and you become as one with this force, adhesion. You can only do it if you realize it at least in a 10.
So this condition, how is it supposed to be expressed in all of humanity, or is it not relevant?
In all of humanity, it's not that relevant because they're not working on attainment, they're working on reception. They need to understand from history, from what is happening, that there is no choice. Humanity still has to be connected together, or otherwise it'll bring itself into destruction, annihilation, and that it tends to itself to somehow connect, knowing that there is a method of connection and a complete method of connection. And it exists in a group that is called, say, Bnei Baruch, and then they feel a propensity toward it, inclination toward it, according to the desires that appear in them. So we will have to accept them, to teach them what it means to be together, what it means to become incorporated in one another. For only this act of some connection, even superficial, will be enough for us to be able to, through our nurturing, caring for them, give them inner light, which will correct them and fill them. They mainly bring their coarseness. With their coarseness, they bring work for us. And then through their coarseness, we draw the lights of non-chai. And we fill the whole kli, the whole vessel. Without us, they can't receive even the light of nefesh. Without them, we can't receive more than naan, nefesh ruach neshama.
So what's that external correction, and what will be different than the inner correction of that nation?
The group of Kabbalists who work as Galgal Ta'inayim has to be connected according to all the rules of the upper nature, meaning in bestowal, in devotion, in love your friend as yourself, completely. And the nations of the world will have to approach it, each in its own time, according to its own degree, to the extent that on their layer of desires, to the extent that it reaches their layer of desires, and the upper light pushes them to also connect to us and together with us to do our common work. Because in the end, the fact that we are establishing the connection between us, by this we are only establishing the Gilgal Ta'inayim, the the vessels of Israel, straight to the Creator, Katnut, smallness. When they join us, they bring big vessels of reception that we don't have, neither in quantity nor in quality. And then together with them, we will need to work in reception in order to bestow.
So what does it mean that their connection is more external?
It's more external because they have no vessels of Golgal Te'anayim. The vessels of Golgal Te'anayim are us, the inner vessels, and the Kelim of Achap are the vessels of the will to receive. They are external vessels.
And they don't need to reach Lishma?
Everyone reaches it. It depends in what way, in what style, in what manner. You achieve Lishma for her sake through a reception of the upper light from above. This light appears on the vessel either through the work of the vessel itself or through the work of others. And then there's also work of the vessel itself too, but the work is annulment before them. So first there has to be the work of annulment from the Achab toward the Golgal Te'anayim. And this will be relatively easy because big deficiencies will be revealed in the Achab because of the restriction of the lights. And in Golgal Te'anayim there will be light of Chasadim. And at least this will draw people to join it, the light of Chasadim, the light of mercy. Because although it doesn't fill the actual vessels of reception, it at least gives some illumination for to exist, keep existing. We'll talk about it. It's still not clear.
So practically, what do they need to know for this to be their love your friend as yourself? What should they know? What should they feel or do?
There is no other way, Mr. Navon, no other way to exist in the world except through connection. This they will have to learn on their flesh. This is what will happen.
But against us, he described how it's impossible, this principle of connection, because the ego is standing before them.
But when the ego suffers, it doesn't take pride. All it wants is to exist. Then tell me what to do, but just give me something to fill my vessels with. And that's it. And then in this way, they too will go through the same thing we went through a little bit in Egypt, but in a simpler way, because it's split over many, many people in a big area.
So to summarize, the purpose of the connection is to be able to live for the world.
For the world, yes, of course. That's how it will be. You want to live? Connect. Otherwise, you will have no life.
No higher ideal.
They can't get it. They can't get it. What did you see it in humanity? There are individuals, chosen few. They will come too. They will join us, like our friends from all over the world. But this is by diffusion. That's how it enters. The main thing is vessels of reception. But vessels of reception, and this is very important, because thanks to them, we achieve the great lights. We will have to connect with everyone and work with everyone together and work with them as much as possible, explain and organize. And it will organize into one big vessel. This is our work. This is our work. Soon in our days, Amen.
Vishkek.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Что означает, что в небольшом количестве народа Тора никак...
What does it mean that the Torah can't exist?
There aren't enough desires. A desire... The desire is a broken vessel of Adam HaRishon. And this vessel has to become broken completely, mingled completely. So all the vessels of Golgotha and Ayin Achab are all mixed and mingled. And afterwards, to become organized through the upper light that shines on them and sorts them and organizes them. And then when they become separated or sorted in this way, when they become organized, then accordingly they are kind of resurrected to corrections and they learn how to correct themselves. There's a lot of work to every person in the world. It might be a person who is living on a tree in the middle of the ocean together with monkeys. He is still a human being and he will have to realize his own work in the vessel of Adam HaRishon. There must be complete incorporation. And in this way, it will come to everyone.
That relates to our days too. Meaning if all of humanity and BB don't connect, so the Torah won't be given?
The Torah is the general light which appears from above over all of humanity, and it's appearing now as well. As it is written, His glory fills the world. But how do we receive it? How do we realize it? It depends on the extent to which our desire below is adapted, adjusted to the light that comes from above. If we know why we need this light, what we want to do with it, how we want to use it and correct ourselves and fill ourselves and help all the souls in the world, then the light is present. It doesn't need to come from anywhere. When we draw it through the right desires, this is called revealing it. But it is present. It is in complete rest in all of reality before us.
Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Мы все-таки можем им облегчить путь или все равно они должны быть?
Can we still tell them about the path or will they have to?
Кулам ицтарху латет...
Everyone will have to make his effort, which he must give in order to somehow correct himself. That's clear. But we can make an effort in dissemination in all kinds of ways and to spread it all over the world as much as possible in every language, in every manner. Songs, texts,
video,
audio, you name it. This is what we need to do. And from now, we just need to do it correctly. So, be in touch, be connected to our organization, ask, clarify what, how. Some of you are doing fantastic work. Amushi and other people come to me and tell me what you do, and I'm inspired. But we need more. The world is much greater than our efforts to expand. Okay? Okay, so USA Northeast.
Thanks, Rav. A few minutes ago, you said that we weren't really concerned about a number. So it seems to be a contradiction in a way. So if you could clarify when it says Torah was not given to the patriarchs for in a small number of people, the Torah cannot be observed. Can you clarify, please?
I don't really know how to explain it. All in all, we have Adam Rishon. The fact that he divides into 600,000 souls, pieces, and more pieces, inner pieces, pieces of pieces of pieces. This is all a calculation. And in spirituality, these calculations don't really exist. They, because there is a different calculation. The calculation there is not quite 1 plus 1 equals 2. So, I can't explain these things, but what are you really asking? What number of souls will have in the end? One soul, as there was one soul.
Oh,
what's your question?
The article started off by saying like 600,000, and then you said like it's just a number. We don't really pay any attention to that. So I'm asking the question, the difference between not paying attention to a number.
No, 600,000.
No. 600,000 Chesed Gvua Tiferet Netzachot Yisod. Six Sfirot of Zeranpin. 5 plus 1 is 6. 6 Sfirot of Zeranpin. Chesed Gvua Tiferet Netzach Hod Yesod. Malchut doesn't belong to it. These Sfirot are the Sfirot of Zeranpin. This is the Partsuf that connects Bina with Malchut. And this is why we talk about 6,000 years. It's a number, it multiplies itself. But basically, it's not a matter of years. It's best not to think about it. The Messiah can come now, meaning the light of Keto can come down through all the Sfirot to Malchut and complete all the corrections. It can all happen every single moment. Don't make any calculations. Okay?
Kiev.
All right, Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav. You said that people from external circles won't be able to be rewarded even for the light of Nefesh without us. So what does it mean that they are rewarded with the light of Nefesh? How will they feel it? Intense or a general sensation that they'll get? What does it mean that...
You're asking me about things I didn't experience. I can only imagine from what I somehow learned and maybe felt something, but it's not. All of humanity will begin to feel that the world is changing. Today, you come to some island in the Pacific Ocean with jungles on it, and monkeys live there. And yet, you discover people there, and all of a sudden, one of them takes out a cell phone. They don't even have pockets. They have these, I don't know, rags on their waist. And another person uses a pen. Another person uses something else. In other words, today, we are in such a situation where we are all connected. Everyone is developing. You don't need to live in Manhattan or in Moscow and other places, civilized places, in order to be a person who belongs to our time. So there is no question about whether or not we are ready. We are ready with Providence to be connected together. And so it's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. Look at Africa, South America, Oceania, how previously they were. Do we think that they are unprepared in some way? It is their culture. This is why we think that they are still perhaps not developed enough. Everyone is in his own place, and everyone is already ready, besides, except for connection, is ready to receive the upper abundance, but in terms of their intellectual development, there's no problem. The only problem that does exist is that there is no emotional preparation to be connected in the heart. And that's the problem. And it depends only on us. It is we who have to help solve it.
But for them to be able to reach this emotional connection and reveal the light of nefesh that you're speaking about, so they'll need also methodically to connect to tens or just listen to us?
I don't think so. I don't think they need to actually be organized in ten. Maybe yes, but I don't think so. Don't ask me about things that... If they didn't clothe in the reality of this world, I can't say. It could be completely different, but it's certain that we have to publicize this knowledge, as Baruch Sholem writes, and help everyone as much as we can. And this is our work. And then we will receive this duty to be the connector between the Creator and all of humanity. There is no higher role, duty in the world, none. And we can receive this duty and realize it. Okay?
Tel Aviv free.
Rav, the people of Israel were scattered all over the world for 2,000 years. What's the benefit of such a long period? What's the reason?
The reason for it is that through this, the people of Israel permeated all the nations and among the nations and left there its culture, education, its religion, all the laws of the religion, which otherwise humanity would not be able to accept. If you dig deeper, you will see how all the religions, all the faiths, there are approximately 2,000 of them, actually more, but let's say 2,000, you will see that they, in the end, emerged from what we kind of scattered, dispersed from the wisdom of Kabbalah that fell out there. And that's the great benefit in it. Baruch Sholem writes about it. It really advanced humanity, and this is why today we are on the threshold of redemption.
It's in Shofar Shel Mashiach written.
Yeah, the Shofar, the horn of the Messiah. Read it there. About how when we dispersed among the nations and gave them, and even if we didn't give them because we didn't have books or something, but just with our spirit, we permeated every single nation and left what was needed for that nation. This is the result of the exile.
What's the benefit between the feeling of disconnection that people who live here feel between their current life to the past of this nation? People are completely disconnected from the past.
I guess this is how it has to be, that now we have to begin this work on a completely different level. Then we were connected to the externality, to all kinds of actions, movements, physical movements, words, texts, songs, all kinds of things that have to do with religion. It's a kind of culture. And now we have to engage in a more internal way. We have to engage in the internality of the Torah, not in the externality of the Torah. So we've given humanity enough religions and belief systems and whatnot. You can find the roots of all of them in the wisdom of Kabbalah. But what we need now is to implement the wisdom of Kabbalah among us and to some extent awaken the whole world to approach it too as the source of the upper world, upper light, upper energy that will sustain all of humanity.
Tov.
Okay.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
It's very interesting that the nation of Israel constantly goes through transitions. We're called Hebrew from the word transition. There's something very deep. Can you elaborate on it?
I can't elaborate on that. We talked about it a whole lot. I'm not going to repeat it all. Read it. You can read. Mark 3.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой Кли. Подскажите, какие условия нужны?
Рав, World Кли. Could you help us understand what conditions we need for the Ahab to annul before Galgal Ta'anayim?
For the Ahab to see that they have nothing from which to receive anything. They can't even sustain themselves. So they only need to annul themselves and join the Galgal Ta'anayim. That's it. This is what they can do. Annul its will to receive, because in them it is in order to receive, and then they will be able to connect to Galgal Ta'anayim as if they don't exist, and begin to receive from the Galgal Ta'anayim by annulling themselves, begin to receive the light of Chasadim, the light of mercy that will come to them from the Galgal Ta'anayim. And then through the light of mercy, they will be able to sanctify themselves and correct themselves to be a little bit in order to bestow. And then through its mingling with the Galgal Ta'anayim, its vessels will be gradually corrected, because as lights of Chasadim enter the will to receive, they give this whole vessel the ability to receive a little bit of the light of Chokhmah, light of wisdom, where there is already the basis of light of mercy, light of Chasadim. And then the lights of Chokhmah fill these vessels. To some extent, it's very small light. But nevertheless, it gives them some nourishment. They begin to change. They begin to live, to develop, like the steel, even like the vegetative, perhaps even like the animate. And in this way, they become incorporated, the vessels of reception, in the vessels of bestowal. They give the lights the ability to permeate them, to really, like water that seeps into the sand or the ground. And in this way, the correction gradually happens. Okay?
PT9.
The example of the man with... What if a person doesn't have a cell phone? So how can he not...
Don't worry. The upper light reaches everyone and changes every single person. You, too, a few years ago, were sitting on a tree and eating bananas. But the upper light influenced you and you came to us. And today, you are sitting in front of a computer and you're studying the wisdom of the Creator. Do you think there is such a big distance between what you were and what and where he is? No. You will see how within a few years people will change in the world. Look what happened with the Chinese, the Japanese. Every person, The important thing is how quickly they can bow their heads and acquire the right shape, right form. That's it. Okay. PT-19.
Thank you, Rav. It's written to make sure that his friend has no lacks. What does it mean to make sure my friend has no lack?
Physically, to have food just for survival. Whatever each one needs, you know, the calories each one needs, because he has to. And spiritually, everything that's needed for correction.
That's considered equivalence of form, practically?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, well, Beersheva, what can I do?
Good morning, Rav, World 10. A question awakens that if the Creator is so powerful and has all the abilities, is there a connection between the 70 years a person gets for correction and the need to change his habits in order to attain the quality of bestowal?
No, they are unrelated. In spirituality, time has no effect whatsoever. Let's go to Woman Internet and then continue.
Questions about the article. What does it mean to be righteous without the Torah and without Moses? And what is receiving the Torah?
Righteous is a person who justifies the Creator and is willing to do whatever the method of correction requires. Next.
Moscow 13. Why is it not said about the quality of the desire, but only about a sufficient number of people to receive the light of the Torah?
There's one who is strong in quantity and one is strong in quality. We have to learn it. But today we need nothing other than to join this big organization and try to carry out the connection. Next.
From PT 38, what is we will do and we will hear in our work?
It is exactly doing and hearing that we have to connect with one another as much as possible into tens, and in the tens, we need to receive the light of Chasadim that will sanctify the connection between us, which will be called hearing, the light of Bina. Next.
PT 6. If the masses don't have a demand for godliness, so we're just giving them a good life, what are they lacking? What do they need? Do they need a new ideal, a new...
No. The masses, every person wants to live, wants to have a good life. People don't want to suffer. This is what we give them. Besides this, we also add on top of it a connection to the upper world and eternity.
Woman Hebrew, what do you call good and beneficial dissemination?
When the whole world connects to us.
Woman PT, what are we lacking for our dissemination to touch the heart of the public?
That we will want it to happen.
No.
PT 27, do the nations of the world need to work towards us like we're working towards the Creator?
I don't think so. I also don't think that you can understand it correctly. We need, together with them, feel that we are in common work, each according to his ability and according to the root of his soul. It's not my fault if I started looking for the Creator 65 years ago or so. And afterwards, I gradually found it. It's not my fault. It just happened. and others didn't look for him and they found him only now. It's not up to us. These are soul sentences or verdicts of the soul. We have to see what is that we do what is given to us. And this is our work, and this is what we will be held accountable for.
Last question from what you really said. If the Creator chose me, why can I not implement His plan?
Because He chose you, but you are not succeeding. Okay, so you need to exert some more and check why you're not succeeding. And you will see that it all depends on your pride, that you insist on your own and you don't want to bow and do what the Creator demands.
Thank you.
That's it. Let's go.
Subtitle, All of Israel are responsible for one another. In light of the above, we can understand a perplexing saying by our sages who said, All of Israel are responsible for one another. Furthermore, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, adds, The world is judged by its majority. It follows that we are also responsible for all the nations of the world. I wonder, this seems inconceivable, for how can one be responsible for the sins of a person whom he does not know? It is said specifically, the fathers will not be put to death for the children, and the children will not be put to death for the fathers. Every man will be put to death for his own sin. Now we can understand the meaning of the words in utter simplicity, for it has been explained that it is utterly impossible to observe Torah and mitzvot unless the entire nation participates. It follows that each one becomes responsible for his friend. This means that the reckless make the observers of the Torah remain in their filth, for they cannot be complete and bestow upon others and love of others without their help. Thus, if some in the nation sin, they make the rest of the nation suffer because of them.
In other words, there is no part in spirituality. We have to come to a state where everyone joins the correction and everyone performs the correction that he must from the root of his creation, 100%. This is the meaning of what is written in the Midrash, Israel, one of them sins and all of them feel. Rabbi Shimon said about this, it is like people who were seated in a boat. One of them took a drill and began to drill under him. His friends told him, What are you doing? He replied, Why do you care? Am I not drilling under me? They replied, The water is rising and flooding the boat. As we have said above, because the reckless are immersed in self-love, their actions create an iron fence that prevents the observers of the Torah from even beginning to observe the Torah and mitzvot, commandments, properly. Now we will clarify the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, who says, Since the world is judged by its majority, and the individual is judged by its majority, if one performs one mitzvah, happy is he, for he sentenced himself and the entire world to the side of merit. If he commits one sin, woe unto him, for he sentenced himself and the entire world to the side of sin, as it is said, and one sinner destroys much good. We see that Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, takes the matter of the Arvut, mutual responsibility, even further, for he says the world is judged by its majority. This is because, in his opinion, it is not enough for one nation to receive the Torah and mitzvot. He came to this opinion either by observing the reality before us, for we see that in the end, for we see that the end has not yet come. Or he received it from his teachers. The text also supports him, as it promises us that at the time of redemption, the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and also all the nations will flow unto him, and many other verses. This is the reason he conditioned the Arvut, mutual responsibility, on the entire world, to tell you that an individual too cannot come to the desired goal by observing Torah and mitzvot, if not through the assistance of all the people in the world. Thus, each and every mitzvah that an individual performs affects the whole world. It is like a person who weighs beans on a scale. And each and every bean he puts on the scale induces the desired final decision. Likewise, each mitzvah that the individual performs before the whole earth is full of knowledge develops the world, so it will come to this. It is said, and one sinner destroys much good, since through the sin he commits, he reduces the weight on the scale, as though that person took back the being he had put on the scale. By this, he turns the world backwards.
That means that we have no choice. We have to understand that we are in one system. And each one causes the other to be more righteous or more wicked. And by this, we reach the general correction. But everybody are in Arvut, mutual guarantee, responsibility, and everybody has to do what each one has to do according to the root of the soul. That means that we're all responsible or guarantors to one another. Everyone yearning or aimed toward the Creator, from the good, from the bad, doesn't matter exactly what the motivation is, the reasons. But each one has to feel as much as we're dependent on one another. That's why there are many people beside us that are different and dependent on us in all kinds of things, but we still need to see them, that they are with us together. And we have no choice. We have to take care of everyone. That's why it's like in a family. Doesn't matter. God forbid there's a child that has a physical or emotional issue. We still need to take care of him. Okay. Okay.
Internet.
Hello, Rav. A student from Israel is asking, when you and Kabbalists before you speak about dissemination and the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the world, is it about the message of connection or actual learning of Kabbalah?
No, the message. And only to those who have heard this message, and beyond that, they still have some kind of tendency to know and study, so you give them a course. That's already organized here. The system exists.
Chris from UK 1 is asking, what do we need to add to our dissemination now in order to succeed more?
What do we need? I don't know what to say. We need more dissemination, more explanation to the general public. But under the condition that we're not just spreading air forces all over the place, but in advance we see whether it's worth it or not. And that's where we put our forces, our knowledge, our books, all kinds of other kinds of media we have. The main thing is obviously through the internet, and in this way we advance. In that, also our destiny depends on that, because we exist in order to pull the whole world to the connection. If we succeed in it more, so we'll come closer to a correction. We can't isolate ourselves from the whole world. It was good in the previous generations. In the previous generations, a person could advance in spirituality without any connection to his environment. But today, because we're in the last generation, like Bala Sulam writes, there's no choice. We must be connected to everyone and be concerned about everyone, because without them, we also will remain in our place. Only together. Not in the same line, each one in according to his place, but the advancement has to come to everyone.
Moscow.
Daniel.
No.
Daniel Minatin Shmone Shoel.
Daniel from Matnet is asking regarding the Avut, mutual responsibility. What does it mean to be responsible for others? To be a guarantor, to have responsibility for others. What does that mean?
That I'm responsible for everybody. Let him read the materials on it. I don't know. Now I have to explain to go down to all these details of all these articles we already learned. If he's asking that, he has to go study. Is he in a 10? So go to his 10 and ask them. We are advancing. The material maybe gets more complex. It includes all kinds of things in it that we have read in all kinds of places. I'm not going to go and explain all of that. It's impossible to work like this. You came to, let's say, 6th or 7th grade, and you're asking me to teach you how to read and write from 1st grade. An addition of 2nd grade. It won't work like this. Whoever doesn't know will remain and then fall, and that's it. How will we advance onward? Not my problem.
That's it. Thank you.
PT6.
רב, אנחנו יודעים שבלי קבוצה.
Rav, we know that without a group, we can see it on ourselves. Without a group, we can't perform any correction. What group will the world have? What will be the group that will support the world?
For that, we'll now read the last part of the article, and it'll be understood. Please, Niv.
Title: why was the Torah given to Israel? Now we can answer the question, why the Torah was given to the Israeli nation without the participation of all the nations in the world? The truth is that the purpose of creation applies to the entire human race, none excluded. However, because of the lowliness of the nature of creation and its power over people,
the will to receive that is in control of everyone,
it was impossible for people to be able to understand, determine, and agree to rise above it. They did not demonstrate the desire to relinquish self-love and come to equivalence of form, which is adhesion with his attributes. As our sages said, as he is merciful, so you are merciful.
Meaning it's not in our nature to begin with to come out of our nature and to do something opposite of it. Yeah.
Thus, because of their ancestral merit, when the Creator gave certain people a special desire to rise above their desire, which is against nature, Israel succeeded. And over 400 years, they developed and became qualified and sentenced themselves to the side of merit.
Meaning there were a few people who got such an illumination from above. They're called the fathers. And they drew after them more people, as we read from Abraham's story, from Babylon and so on. And then they reached a state that there was really a big quantity of people that could advance in order to bestow and come out from corporeality into spirituality. Yeah?
Each and every member of the nation agreed to love his fellow man, being a small and single nation among 70 great nations.
Meaning a small group connected under that idea and started living according to that idea.
When there are 100 Gentiles or more for every one of Israel, when they had taken upon themselves to love their fellow person, the Torah was given specifically to qualify the Israeli nation to qualify itself.
Meaning people that connected according to this law loved their friend as yourself as much as they could. They formulated more and more until they discovered this force of bestowal between them. That's called revealing the Torah.
However, by this, the Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by observing the Torah,
meaning cleanse themselves by this called joining, that they cleanse themselves from their ego, yeah.
So they passed their power to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentenced themselves to the side of merit, the Messiah will be revealed, whose role is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of adhesion with Him, but to teach the ways of the Creator to all the nations, as it is written, and all the nations will flow unto Him.
Yeah, all nations.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
This article brings up several questions. We, those who study, are the people of Israel. And here, the responsibility and the task on us is clearly shown. And what is responsibility? On one hand. On the other hand, we learned the articles of Rabash about the three prayers, the three conditions for the prayer. The second condition is that you did what you could do, and everything else is from the Sitra Acha. So it turns out, the question is, what should I be in my thoughts? What should they be about? The responsibility pressing me, or that I did what I could, and that's it?
But how can you say that, when will you say that you did everything you could, and that's it? And you finished your work. How can you do such a thing? I don't know. When I look at myself, I didn't even start doing anything. Even though I'm on the same path, let's say 40 years. How can you say that? That's it, I did it all. First of all, until Gemar Tikkun, you can't say anything. After Gemar Tikkun, there's something new opens. This path is correcting the soul. It's the first stage in order for us to afterwards enter something else. It's advancing, developing forever, above time. Time doesn't exist. Place, distance, nothing exists. Then we are in a different dimension. Now we need to enter a spiritual dimension, which is in the middle, that we exist also in our feeling inside our bodies, and also in spirituality. It's also like a passage. And then we come out of this feeling of reality that exists as us in our bodies here in this world, and in our soul in the spiritual world. Now, we didn't discover it yet, but we will. And then we reach the end of the 7,000, which is already that all the corporeality we understand now, all these things, it all just destroys, it disappears from our feelings. And as we see the universe now, the stars, the earth, ourselves, everything annuls. Everything disappears. That's called, and one is ruined. Then we reach something that I can't even explain it. A different dimension, a new reality, a new matrix. I don't know how to say it. That's it. That's before us. So come on.
И еще получается такое выяснение. Вот вы сказали, что
also it turns out that there's this scrutiny here. You said that big deficiencies will be revealed in the world, in the nations of the world, and we will have to give them the light of mercy through our connection.
Also, with the connection with all the nations of the world, we'll have big vessels, big desires, that we, upon these desires, will put our intentions to bestow on the desires of the world to receive, and then together we open this soul completely.
Yes, it turns out that it's one matter for the deficiencies to be revealed, and we can convey it to a ready, we can give an answer to some clear answer, but until they're revealed, all kinds of demands.
Yes, of course. For now, we have to advertise this whole matter, and to do it in a way that as much as we can, we shorten the time of correction. Read it again, Niv.
Again, title, why was the Torah given to Israel? Now we can answer the question why the Torah was given to the Israeli nation without the participation of all the nations of the world. The truth is that the purpose of creation applies to the entire human race, none excluded. However, because of the lowliness of the nature of creation and its power over people, it was impossible for people to be able to understand, determine, and agree to rise above it. They did not demonstrate the desire to relinquish self-love and come to equivalence of form, which is Dvikut, adhesion, with his attributes. As our sages said, as he is merciful, so you are merciful. Thus, because of their ancestral merit, Israel succeeded, and over 400 years they developed and became qualified and sentenced themselves to the side of merit. Each and every member of the nation agreed to love his fellow man. Being a small and single nation among 70 great nations, when there are 100 Gentiles or more for every one of Israel, when they had taken upon themselves to love their fellow person, the Torah was given specifically to qualify the Israeli nation, to qualify itself. However, by this, the Israeli nation was to be a passage. This means that to the extent that Israel cleansed themselves by observing the Torah, so they passed their power on to the rest of the nations. And when the rest of the nations also sentenced themselves to the side of merit, the Messiah will be revealed, whose role is not only to qualify Israel to the ultimate goal of adhesion with Him, but to teach the ways of the Creator to all the nations, as it is written, and all the nations will flow unto Him.
That all the nations will join and will finish the correction of all the vessel of Adam Rishon. That is actually, it's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah, and Kabbalists see all these things already in the upper world, in a whole way. Final. Okay. So we have, who is that? A few more questions. Ita 3.
Buongiorno Rab, in questo periodo particolare che sta vivendo l'umanità, dobbiamo
verso l'umanità o concentrarci that humanity is experiencing, we have to go out to humanity, or should we focus on inner work?
We have to focus on the inner work between us, and in a small measure, relatively, to go out. As much as each one can. But the main thing is inner concentration. And also it's in every person has periods where he can put more forces in this, then more internal, then more in the group, and more outside the group. We have to try. The main thing is not to just be lazy.
Beseder.
Okay.
Tzafon 2.
North 2.
Rav, lama olam kol kach sonet Israel?
Why does the world hate Israel so much?
Because it comes to us like all thoughts and desires from above, from the Creator. That in this way He shakes us up for us to perform our duty. It's written that the moment the Torah was given to Israel, the hatred came into the nations. Because we, from this moment on, started disregarding our duty, our role, to bring the whole world into connection. To the correction. We got a means for correcting the world. And the moment we don't use these means, so the nations of the world to that extent hate us. And they're right.
What do we need in order to complement our mission, to complete it?
We have to understand what our job is, our role, and that we have to bring the whole world into connection, correction. That's why the whole world hates us and will hate us more and more, as much as we still aren't approaching the correction in all the whole vessel of Adam Rishon. So we'll feel this hatred towards us, that it's increasing. It comes in waves in order to give us an ability between the waves to straighten ourselves and work as much as possible on the correction. But if we don't use this period correctly, so again, a wave of Holocaust, terror, anti-Semitism, all that will come. How else? How do you think none else besides Him, the Creator, what else does He need to do with us? If we don't go according to the program of correction, the plan, there's no other choice.
It's really a question where to find the strength for this light, for this love.
You don't have to love. The Creator will give you the force of love. You just have to understand what you're lacking and ask for that. You can't create anything, only from above to receive according to your request. PT
25. Rav, it says here that we need to understand and agree and resolve to rise above the will to receive.
Yeah.
I want to ask about the approach in Congress. The topic is to rise above ourselves, rising above ourselves. So what does it mean, rising above ourselves, and how do we prepare ourselves for it in the coming 2 weeks?
Above our ego, as much as we can, towards the connection between us. That's what we need. This Congress is a Congress of connection, like all the Congresses, actually. So we're not speaking there, almost not speaking about dissemination or all kinds of things. First of all, the connection between us. And then from the connection between us, we can spread forces of connection, bestow love, that it'll come out of us, light to all directions.
Can you give us some direction? How do we prepare ourselves for the 2 weeks? What should we focus on in our meetings?
I think have some kind of revision of what state our groups are in, what state people are in inside the groups, as much as they're working on the connection between them. And also, as much as they are engaging in dissemination, but first the main thing is the connection between us and the connection between all the groups, between the groups also. Because still we are, gradually we have come to a state where we were saying that first only in the tent. The main thing is in the tent. Now we already have the structure more or less. And there's a problem that we can't strengthen the tent inside if we won't be connected to the rest of the tents around. That's why our work is to learn our tents, the connection between the tents, and with that to feel more unity, more and more unity. According to that, the Creator measures us, weighs us, and will fill us.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. Florida.
Thank you, Rev. When we unite, how does this affect the nations of the world? Does it make their choice easier? Do they need to choose at this point?
Correct. What we perform between us scatters between all of them. It goes out and influences all groups and all nations and all humanity. That's how it works. But if we do it in a way that is even more aimed, we'll see ourselves more successful. And now we need to hear info. Yes.
Hello everyone, as during every morning listen, especially toward the upcoming Congress, we want to remind everyone that in our gatherings there are thousands of men and women, so the quality of our connection in your root system is important both for our connection and for dissemination. Our lessons are translated into more than 20 languages. If, for example, a translator in Russian doesn't hear our question well, it means that the whole Russian-speaking clique will not get a good translation. So we want to give several emphasis concerning sound and appearance. How do we know that we sound well? As many of our friends have already done, they've got the proper equipment, the right microphone and earphones. You have the list of equipment on Sivat Tova, and you can also approach technical support. For example, using the built-in microphone on our laptop is not a good idea. It doesn't sound well. There's feedback. You can hear the room. So see that you have the right equipment. Before we go into the system, we can check with a button how we sound. Once we've gone into the room, we can check with the friends, especially before we want to ask a question. Just as when we now went into info, we made sure that each of us sounded well. We checked it with the friends. When we are already in the room or beforehand, see that you have lighting, that we're sitting up so the friends will see us. And constantly, you can always approach technical support. You can always get to them through the tech support button in the Arvut system. Also, note the messages you get from the broadcast. We get messages during the lesson in order to help us. Things that contain, that relate to sound and to appearance. Thank you very much. Adomas, please.
Yes, hello dear friends, hello dear soul. Yes, the Congress is coming up closer and closer. And when Congress is announced, you're asking yourself, what can I do? What can we do for the Congress? Then you go to the website, you register, you check what is going on, you say, how can we do all this? So many things, so many actions. So yeah, don't hesitate to turn to the website. It's easy to navigate. Simple tasks, yeah, but we all need to do them together. And actually, you saw my tent is not big in quantity, but you always can turn for help to other friends, to other tents, and you can do these beautiful clips. One of them is a gift of love. Actually, we made it several days ago. And when you see all this unity canvas, how all the tents complement each other, it's really beautiful. And, the scrutinies we get when we get involved in the preparation, they are completely unique. You cannot find it anywhere else. And now about one of special actions in the preparation for the Congress, our dear great friend Eretz will tell more in detail. Please, Eretz.
Thank you very much, Adomas. Hello, all the friends. In the Congress, we really are rising above ourselves. As I said, it's the final stretch. In 2 weeks, we'll be deep in there. And many teams are doing a lot of work, really. As Adomas said, everything is on the site. Clips, the schedule, every after every morning lesson, we have the Arvut meeting. We always get messages on the Zoom address and the site where you can see it and participate in this weekly meetings on Thursdays. Fridays we have Shivat Chavarim, where we also emphasize Congress. You have meetings in all over the world in all the languages. Everything is advertised on the site. We have a team, a study material team that's working they're really busting themselves to have the best possible lessons that will raise all of us together. And one of the final tasks that we now want to give is to shoot a clip, a L'chaim clip for the meals. Immediately at the end of the lesson, we're going to give a message with the email board world Kli, where you can send the clips every 10. Makes a clip of itself saying L'chaim for the meal. You can read something, you can talk about it, talk about the importance of the meal, and you send it to board world Kli. So we're all very excited, and it's all on the site. Just go onto the site, you register, the Lina, everything is on the site. Chaim to the friends and back to Niv. Thank you very much, friends. Today's schedule from 10 to 10:30, Kabbalah Express with Dr. Lightman. From 10:30 to 11:30, a recorded writer's meeting. And from 6:30 to 7:30, the world meal. The topic is, of course, preparation for the Congress, rising above ourselves. Thank you, and have a good day and great night.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you. How good to be together with you.
To be forever, yeah. To be forever with you. Need each other to survive. Together we can feel alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. Need each other to survive. Together we can be alive. We are born to leave the darkness for the light. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. We are branches of one tree, rooted in each other's lives. Voices of one harmony, all as one begin to rise. Na 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 na. Voices of one harmony.